Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means our dear friend, Corey Andrew from InstinctsMagazine.com is joining us. Corey, are you there?
I am here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday, darling. Do you have weekend plans? What are you going to do?
You know, I'm going to stay in and write. Oh. You've inspired me to do so. Yes.
You can do it. I tell everybody out there, if I can do it, you can do it. It just starts with a couple of words. Don't think of writing a book, Corey. Think of writing a page.
Yes.
Two pages, a chapter, and then keep going. And before you know it, you will have a book, my friend. That is so exciting. That's going to be a great weekend. Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, what time is it? It is tea time. Lots of tea today. So Katie Couric is saying in her new book that Matt Lauer was a decent man. Mm. So Matt fell from grace in 2017. Katie said she was in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
And is revealing this in her new memoir. She said the following, quote, "I am crushed." Mm. She recalls texting him that. She said, "I love you. I care deeply about you. I am here for you. Please let me know if you want to talk. Mm. There will be better days ahead." So she texted him that the day that he was fired. She went on to say he's a decent man despite being fired from NBC due to, let's remember, numerous sexual misconduct accusations.
Mm-hmm.
Matt responded with a blowing kiss emoji.
Yeah.
Further on in the book, she did admit that she might have known some things about Matt.
Mm.
She said that ladies, staffers had come to her and said that there was stuff going on. There was lots of whispers behind the scenes.
Mm.
Also, too, Katie reveals in the book that Matt Lauer told her that allegedly sometimes women come into his office and cry, and he's worried that if he sits next to them on the sofa and puts his arm around them, he might get in trouble. Katie said, "Oh, no, you can't do that." However, she seems to imply that this was just the workplace. And when she was in morning TV, this was sort of what was happening. It was a general rule at the time that you stayed out of everyone's business, even if the person you were working with might have been a predator.
Mm.
It feels to me, Corey, like Katie wants this both ways. She wants to prove that she's a good, loyal friend, but at the same time, she wants to say, "Hey, I didn't know anything about this."
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds like what my mother would call talking out of both sides of your mouth, which is an
old Southern
expression. And yeah, she's trying to sort of almost exonerate herself for not coming forward when she knew some things. But Rob, you do know it is, I hate to say it, but there is a generational thing that happens. Cuomo tried to use that excuse too, but I think there is something there. Past generations were programmed to respond to these things differently. Now we have a different approach, but I don't know. I think she could have a point.
Yeah, it's hard for me because I would like to think that as a friend, I can separate that from the act.
Yeah.
And I like to think of myself as somebody that is loyal and somebody that can forgive, even though it's probably not my business to forgive. It's the ladies that Matt allegedly assaulted. But I do understand that when a friend gets themselves in trouble, I would like to be there. But at the same time, I would be very honest about what I knew, when I knew it.
Yeah.
Katie's really said very little about this, and it feels like she's been holding it all for her book. Makes sense. She wants to sell books. Obviously, the Katie Couric story, the biggest chapter in that story is going to be Matt Lauer. There's lots of other revelations in the book, too, including when she interviewed Prince Harry.
Yeah.
And she said he smelt like booze.
Ooh.
It was oozing out of him. I don't think that's a surprise. Before Meghan, we all knew Harry was a party boy.
Yeah.
What's shocking is not that Harry drank too much, but that she's telling the gossip about this. And Katie, to her credit too, the most remarkable part of the book, at least for me, was when she admitted she didn't help women. And
yes,
Banfield came to NBC. She was the new rising star. Remember that beautiful blonde girl with the glasses? And she was going to be the next Katie Couric. And Katie said she slammed the door.
Oh,
she
my
gave
gosh.
Ashley a cold shoulder.
Ashley's
now,
amazing.
Ashley's responding, saying she hopes this isn't why she was terminated from NBC. And then Ashley took the high road and she said, you know what? I still think Katie's the best morning TV host there ever has been. She is the greatest, but we've got to build other women up.
Wow.
We've got to fight together. It is an explosive Ooh. Book, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Katie Couric calls Matt Lauer decent, a decent man in her new book. Did she know what was going on? So go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, in other Katie news, a different Katie, Katy Perry speaks up on never winning a Grammy.
That's shocking to me.
Isn't that amazing? People don't realize that, but she's never won a Grammy. And Katy Perry is speaking out now on why she doesn't really care that she's never won a Grammy. Now, she's been nominated for the award 13 times, and she's sold over 48 million albums, while her songs have had 50 billion streams. So she says, you know, to be honest, I always go by the numbers, and they don't lie, Perry told Variety. And I'm good with that. Everyone has an opinion, and that's wonderful, but numbers are numbers. Math is sacred. So Katy explained that while she plans to be able to go out on a world tour sometime in the future, she'll be spending her time now balancing between her new Vegas residency and being a mother to her one-year-old daughter, Daisy, sweet little Daisy. Now, she says, I'm doing 40 shows a year. I'm able to see my baby. I get to take her to school. I'm also going to be able to do a lot of things. It's not like the world tour, but I will eventually go on one of those. It's great. So, Rob, you know, I have to tread lightly here because I am a Grammy voter.
Oh, okay,
you know.
Okay.
But I will say that, let's use Dinah Ross for an example. Dinah Ross has never won one. They had to give her like a lifetime achievement. Uh-huh. She was the biggest star in the industry. And as far as what Katie also says about the numbers, I am not like a worldwide name, but I have a song that has over 3 million streams.
Ooh.
And kids all in Japan dancing to it. And
I love
no
it.
One knows my name, really. Right?
So, I love it. I don't buy this, Katie, and I get it. I know we always say awards don't matter. It's the public that matters. It's the numbers that matter. Every single artist I've ever met wants to win a Grammy. They do want it, even if they haven't got one. And it is shocking out there. ABBA, who have sold, I think, 300 million albums,
yeah,
never even nominated.
Oh, my goodness.
Winning. They've never been nominated.
Oh, my goodness.
Diana Ross doesn't have a Grammy. Barry Manilow has won
for
his song Copacabana.
It's
just shocking.
What?
There's Grammys. I've been a couple of times. So when I worked with Alicia Keys and did Diddy, I'd go to the Grammys every year. And they're such snobs. Like, I've got to admit, like, backstage, they were just mean girls. And so Alicia was part of the cool crowd. People love Alicia Keys at the Grammys. But the year I went with J-Lo, oh, they weren't so nice.
Oh.
Like, they don't want to hang out with Jennifer backstage. And so it's an odd place. I think we've got to really look at the Grammy membership. And Corey, I'm treading lightly because, as you said, you are a Grammy voter.
Yeah, gotta be careful.
But I think we need a little bit more diversity there. And also, too, what constitutes a great song? What constitutes a great artist? I've got to say that popularity has to be part of that. If the public love you, who are we to say, oh, no, it's not good enough for us? So, Katie, I hear what you're saying. I don't totally believe it, but I do believe all the stuff about Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of stars do Vegas, because they sit down in one place, and instead of them coming to you, you go to them.
Yeah.
And if you've got children, if you've got a family, Celine Dion said that's one of the reasons she loved it there. You had to come to her. If you're a fan of Celine, she ain't coming to your town. She ain't coming. She ain't coming to New York. She ain't going to Boston.
Right.
You come to me. This is where I am. Also, if they have a residency, a regular show, it means technically they can do stuff that they couldn't otherwise do. When they travel from city to city to city, it's very hard to put a stage up and rip it down within 24 hours. If you build a permanent set, like in Vegas, you can have technical stuff that is just going to blow your mind away.
Yeah.
I'm told the new Katie show, which opens soon, is going to be mesmerizing.
Oh,
I can't wait to see her. Moving along, Channing Tatum has responded to Lenny Kravitz's abs. Now, the reason this is so delicious is Channing Tatum them is dating Lenny Kravitz's daughter. So that's why this is just outrageously fun. So Lenny posted a picture of him in the kitchen making coffee. And yes, we're not looking at that coffee pot. We're looking at his abs. Yeah. The shirt is open. He said it was 2:37 p.m. Good morning. He captured it. Quote, all-nighter in the studio. He has three albums on the horizon, and we're not really noticing the caption because we are noticing your abs.
Unbelievable.
Channing Tatum wrote, quote, good God, man, what are you eating? Or what is in the water? Or the jeans? It's not natural. Do you do abs all day? Lenny did respond saying, I love this quote. I'm trying to get a role on the next Magic Mike movie. Any connections? Well, of course, Channing has those connections. Is it strange to be talking about your girlfriend's father's abs?
Well, look, I mean, that's just not an average father, though. I mean, look at what that man looks like. You know, it's funny sometimes, Rob, people will say I remind them of Lenny Kravitz. But, honey, not with the shirt off. It's a clear difference.
Don't you get called, Lenny, when you walk down the street? I saw a post you put up. You were going to the supermarket or somewhere, and you got three Lennys before you left your block.
Literally, I get it a lot, and it's always a compliment. But, honey, let me tell you, the shirt's off, I would not get that same that same response.
What's happening with another handsome man, Daniel Craig, 007? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Daniel Craig is finally aware of the viral SNL meme that has been all over the place lately. So it's been more than a year and a half, but Daniel Craig now knows that he's a popular meme on the internet. The James Bond actor was asked about his viral meme from NBC's SNL in an interview with the New York Times.
Oh, fancy.
And he goes, what is that? Craig asked the reporter, David Skoff, who brought up the fact that every Friday, Twitter is flooded with GIFs and video clips of Craig's hosting his appearance on SNL back in March 2020, specifically the moment when he was introducing the night's musical guest for the second time, and it was, ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd. And he like kind of shrugged his shoulders like as if he was talking about Saturday and Sunday, the actual days of the week, and not the singer. So it was a little awkward, but once Craig understood exactly what the meme was, he said, they do? That's amazing. I don't know what that is, but thank you. That's lovely. I suppose I'd have to go on social media now to know what that's all about. He's like someone's like hot dad. Speaking of dads again, he's like a dad trying to understand the internet.
No idea at all. If you want to see the meme, it's on naughtygossip.com. It's really funny. So he's introducing The Weeknd, and he sort of shrugs his shoulders. And now every weekend, people post this. So many people post this. I see it flooding on Twitter every weekend. It makes me laugh every time I see it. He had no idea. What I find so interesting about this is it just goes to show you how removed some celebrities can be. Yeah. I know Daniel Craig's people a little bit, and they tell me he's the oddest movie star because he just doesn't care about celebrity. Obviously, he's one of the biggest stars in the world. He doesn't Google himself. No. He's not reading stuff in the papers. He's not that narcissist that every time there's a Google alert, his phone blows up.
Like me.
He just doesn't play that game.
And
I find it so interesting that what he cares about is the work.
Is the work.
Doing the job and turning up. And the rest of it is nonsense. In fact, I'm even told he doesn't really like doing interviews. If he could skip that part of the process, which you can't.
No.
When you get paid that much money, you have to make the movie.
Show
and then
up.
You have to promote it.
Yeah.
Corey, I'm no Daniel Craig, but just with this book, my goodness, promoting it is harder. It's harder promoting it
than actually
doing it. On Monday, I'm on the Today Show with Jenna and Hoda. So if you're around on Monday morning at 10 o'clock, I'll be on there talking about my book.
And
hopefully
so
there'll be no memes of me shrugging my shoulders after that. Quickly, before we go to a break, there are new photographs of Jennifer Gardner and her boyfriend John Miller here in New York. So if you remember a couple of days ago, Ben and J-Lo were storming around New York, taking pictures, looking gorgeous. They clearly enjoy the attention, Jen and Ben. They do, Jen and Ben, and so good luck for them. I'm not judging it. But his ex-wife, Jennifer, is the opposite. So the photograph of the two of them, they're running to get coffee. They're very low key. We did spot them. There are some pictures of them, but it is the opposite of Ben and Jennifer. It's the opposite.
Yeah,
they're dressed so comfortably. Jennifer's not dressed comfortably. She's dressed like she's at a fashion show. No makeup on, just running around. Now, they've never actually confirmed their relationship. They've never made a red carpet debut. They won't even discuss it. So if you interview Jennifer Gardner and you ask about her boyfriend, no, won't answer. She keeps her private life private. Yeah. I don't think there's a right or a wrong way here, but where are you, Corey? Are you more of a J-Lo or are you more of a Jennifer Gardner?
I think I'm more for Jennifer Garner. Like, you know, me and my Joe, we didn't even leave the house for the first 2 years, really. You know, we just didn't, you know, we want to make sure we got to know each other. I think these relationships that are so high profile and look at us on Facebook, I question if they're real or not just for facade.
Yeah, you know? I'm with you with Bruce. Bruce is very much out of the spotlight. He doesn't enjoy it. And even on this show, I'm careful. The only thing I'm really careful about what I say is when I talk about Bruce.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I'm more of a Jennifer Gardner too, which I think would be surprising for the noughties, because I'm such a showboat. I'm so dramatic and ridiculous. But when it comes to my private life, I'm a little bit more private. There's no right or wrong way, but who are you? Are you a J-Lo or are you a Jennifer Gardner? Let me know. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com. Hey, let's get to the polls.
Da-da-da.
Very official. So Britney Spears' father has been suspended as her conservator of her estate after 13 years. Did the judge make the right decision? Let's have a look. Ooh, 96% said yes. I agree. Totally. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for
our nicest of the day. Yes. Well, Sunny Lee turned down meeting Justin Bieber. Yes, this is such a sweet little story. The gymnast revealed that she had the opportunity to meet Rihanna and Hailey Bieber and that she nearly met Justin Bieber at the Met Gala. She says, I talked to her, I was shaking, and I was like, hi, I'm Sunny Lee, said when she recounted speaking with Hailey Bieber. And then I was just telling her how I was dancing to Justin Bieber just recently with the song Stay for my first Dancing with the Stars dance. And she's just like, you should tell him. And I'm like, okay. I can imagine there's like two teenagers talking there. But however, Lee wound up not being able to work up the nerve to meet her teen idol. And then when she says she got the chance to meet him, she was too scared. And she was like, I'm not doing it. But the athlete did go on to reveal that she used to hang up posters of the pop icon in her childhood bedroom. And she expressed that she does hope that one day she does have the opportunity to meet Bieber in person. And she'll work up the nerve to do so until then. So, I think that's a sweet story.
She will. That's nice. Never meet your idol. I know. Don't do it, because even if they're fabulous, they're not going to be as good as what you want them to be. I grew up with posters of Madonna on my bedroom wall, and when I met her, I was so disappointed. I know.
Why?
And she wasn't even mean, had she been mean, I would have loved it, because that's who I think of her as, like this.
Right.
She was just sort of dull.
Just there,
and so I spent like about 10 minutes with her. I know, and she was sort of like not as great as she was in, you know, like a Virgin or Material Girl or Into the Groove. Like, I literally thought she would stand up and sing Like a Prayer.
And pop out of
a
cake.
She didn't do that. She wasn't wearing a wedding dress. She wasn't rolling around on the floor. She was just like this sweet lady sitting in a chair. And I was like, and I left there sort of like, oh my God, Madonna's a human being, which obviously she is.
Yeah.
But who's your idol? Have you ever met your idol? It's Diana Ross. Have you ever
met her? I have to say Grace Jones, I'm obsessed with. And I got
Did
to
she
meet
deliver?
Her.
Did she
and,
deliver?
You know, she didn't pop out of a cake or anything. But backstage, when I told her who I was, her brother had taken me to the show. She gave me a kiss and a hug and invited me to the after party. So it was pretty fabulous.
So maybe I'm wrong. Do meet your idols. Tread carefully on that one too. And our naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Khloe Kardashian's ad has been deemed too sexy for television. So she has a new ad out for her brand, Good American. She's very, very racy in the ad. I've got the ad up on naughtygossip.com. She's rolling around in a bed, topless, but she has a sheet covering her. However, my insiders tell me it was never actually refused for television. They didn't have the budget to buy the ad. So often People do this all the time. So often they make ads that are really, really sexy. They know that they can't afford to buy ad time on TV. So then they say they were denied. Often this happens around the Super Bowl. Mm. So companies don't have $5 million to put up an ad at the Super Bowl. Corey, we should make a Super Bowl ad that is so outrageous that we're all naked in it. And then we can leak to the press our ad was turned down. Where in reality, had it been accepted, we couldn't afford the slot.
There you go.
So this one is just good PR. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. If you look at the ad, honestly, you've seen much more racy things on The Real Housewives of New York. So it makes me a little bit curious about this one, and naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. Never apologize. Never, ever apologize for who you are. Understanding that you have nothing to be sorry for. Loving others is a choice. However, when it comes to loving yourself, that is not an option. You got to love yourself. And when you do, you will stop apologizing for who you are. Find out who you are with my new book, The Four-Word Answer. Who are you in four words? Figure that out. And you'll never apologize for who you are ever again. Thank you so much. You've been listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. I also have another favour. If you have purchased the book, can you leave a review on Amazon? So if you've purchased the book, please leave a good review, not a bad one, because it really, really helps with the algorithm. I'm not sure even what that means. Oh. And remember, everybody, all together now, let's sing it out loud. If you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.